This is Ken Carpenter welcoming you to the Bing Crosby Show, transcribed from Hollywood.
Moonlight becomes you. It goes with your hair. You certainly know the right thing to wear.
Greetings, ladies and gentlemen. This is Bing Crosby again. Here's a song from Country Girl. This one is called The Search Is Through. It's really the theme song of the picture.
The flaxen hair, the tender voice, the laughing eyes gave me no choice, no more the doubt I used to face, no more the doubt, no more the chase. The search is through, you've got what it takes. There was no passing you by. In my who's who, you've got what it takes. The who, the when, the why. One look and all, no painting I know can equal your loveliness head to toe. At last the break, you've got what it takes. So easy to see, for all time to be, you've got what it takes to take. At last the break, you got what it takes. So easy to see, for all time to be, you've got what it takes to take me.
Very nice, Bing.
Well, thank you, Ken.
You know, Bing, it's been 5 days since you were nominated for the Academy Award, and you have yet to mention it on the program.
That's true. May I say, Ken, that you have yet to mention it, too. That is up to now.
Well, I'll tell you the truth, Bing. I didn't know if you wanted to mention that Country Girl, the picture, your performance in Country Girl, and Grace Kelly's performance in Country Girl all received nominations for Academy Awards.
Oh, I think it's all right to mention it, Ken, just sort of casually.
I wasn't sure, you know.
Don't punch it too much, just throw it away lightly. Yeah. While we're mentioning it, I think we should also point out that George Seton's direction, his screenplay, Jack Warren's photography, and Hal Pereira's set design of Country Girl are also up for Academy Awards.
Seven. That's really something.
Incidentally, Ken, I looked in on the television broadcast of the award nominations. I want to tell you something. You know, Jack Webb, he's really a very good master of ceremonies. For a policeman, that is.
Jack Webb isn't really a policeman.
He isn't?
No.
Oh, well then, from now on, I'm going to stop slowing down every time he drives up behind me up on Sunset Boulevard here.
Oh, sure, you can take it easy from now on.
Sure.
Who did you think was the best actor that appeared on the TV show?
Oh, I thought Mike Romanoff was his wife by far.
Mike, of course.
Wasn't he bland?
Oh, that continental manner.
So unctuous.
Sure. He's always the man.
He was wonderful.
Tell me, Bing, were you excited when your name was announced?
Oh, boy, I'll say I was. I jumped out of my rocking chair, snatched up the polar bear rug, and danced the mambo around.
I've never danced the mambo with a polar bear rug. Yeah,
you've never been nominated for Academy Award, either.
Yeah, touche. You got me there. Yeah. Well, it really was an exciting TV show.
I thought so.
Yeah, let's see now. For the Best Actor Awards, there was Humphrey Bogart for The Caine Mutiny,
mm-hmm.
Juan Brando for On the Waterfront,
mm-hmm.
James Mason for Star is Born, Dan O'Herlihy for Robinson Crusoe, and you for Country Girl.
Well, all I can say is, Ken, may the best man win.
Well, that's just a little corny, isn't it?
Yes, I guess it is a bit bromidic. Say, Ken, you know something?
Go ahead.
There are four different people up for Academy Awards, all on this street here, Mapleton Drive.
Living right here on Mapleton
Drive?
Yes,
Judy Garland. Judy Garland, Humphrey Bogart, myself, and Sammy Kahn for his song Three Coins in a Fountain.
That's quite a coincidence,
yeah,
isn't it?
All on Mapleton Drive.
They ought to change the name of it to Oscar Drive. Something like that.
Would you take that up with the City Planning Commission, will you? Maybe they'd go for Oscar Terrace.
Oscar Terrace,
or Oscar Corners.
How about Oscar Square?
Oscar Square.
That's the one we'll make it.
Say, you know, that reminds me. We haven't mentioned that Bob Hope appeared on this TV show.
Oh, that's right.
You ought to throw that in there.
I thought that Bob's spot was very good. He was very glib.
Yeah, it was glib. Not happy, but glib.
You know, funny thing, Bing, they ran film clips of two Academy Award-winning songs, which Hope had sung in pictures.
That's right, yeah. He sang Thanks for the Memory with Shirley Ross and Buttons and Bows with Jane Russell.
It struck me funny. You never think of Bob as being associated with music, do you?
Oh, he's a sneaky one, Ken. He gets in everywhere somehow.
I was really very much surprised to see Bob on the telecast.
You couldn't have been surprised, Ken. Not really. You know, if there's a camera turned on anywhere in Hollywood, anytime, during the day or night, don't be surprised if he's in front of it and talking to
Well, I don't know. Maybe that was true at the time, but I read just a week ago that Bob was going to relax and take life easy. Sure. He's going to make very few appearances.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Oh, bang, really? I even read one story somewhere that, Bob Hope was practically retiring.
No, Robert is not the retiring type, Ken.
You mean he's not backwards?
Oh, he's backwards.
Yeah.
But he's not,
not retiring. I see.
Well, I guess it's just beyond all conception that Bob would think of slowing down in his activities. I just can't picture him stepping out of the limelight, even occasionally. Why, for Bob Hope to curtail his activities, it'd be like reducing Niagara Falls to a drip. Why, it'd be like slowing down Old Faithful to a squirt.
You wouldn't want to relegate Hope to being a drip or a squirt, would you, Bill?
No, not right at this moment, Ken. I need his vote very badly in the Oscar balloting.
Right.
I got to kiss babies and make friends, influence people. But, Ken, we're boring the folks with all of this, I'm afraid. I think I should segue into a song, which, of course, could be boring, too. But at least it's sort of a switch from just this straight conversation, this gab, this persiflage. I'd like to dedicate this next little number to the brave boys of Fox Company, 86th Infantry Regiment, the 10th Infantry Division, who are daily and even nightly fighting the wintry blasts on the plains of Kansas.
Looks like a cold, cold winter. Plenty of ice and snow, but we'll keep the love light in our hearts aglow. Looks like a long, long winter. Baby, what do we care? As long as we have this love of ours to share. It's gonna be cold outside, gonna be warm inside, so we'll cuddle up by a cozy fire, side by side. Looks like a cold, cold winter. Summer is far away. Until then, I love you more and more each day.
Looks like a cold, cold winter.
plenty of ice and cold
out there.
But
we do
the love light in our hearts to glow.
Looks like a long, long winter.
But baby, what do we care? As long
as we do,
we have this love of ours to share.
Gonna be cold outside.
Record breaking.
Gonna be warm inside.
Temperature taken. So
we'll cuddle up by a cozy fire. Side by side.
Looks like a cold, cold winter.
Yes, summer is far away.
But until then, I'll love you more and more each day.
Gonna be cold outside.
The birds will beat it.
Gonna be warm.
Our love will heat it.
So we'll cuddle up by a cozy fire. Side by side.
Looks like a cold, cold winter.
Yes, summer is far away, away.
But until then, I'll love you more and more each day.
Gonna keep you warm until winter goes away.
Here's a song that seems appropriate to sort of wrap up tonight's doings. Incidentally, this song is available under the Decca label.
I love a quiet girl. I love a gentle girl. Warm as sunlight. Soft, soft as snow. Her smile, a tender smile. Her voice, a velvet voice. Sweet as music. Soft, soft as snow. When she is near me, the world's in repose. We need no words. She sees, she knows. But where is my quiet girl? Where is my gentle girl? Where is the special girl who is soft, soft as snow? Somewhere, somewhere, my quiet girl.
We get together tomorrow night, huh? Same time, same place? Good night, then, and thank you very much.
Be sure to tune in again tomorrow night to Bing Crosby with Buddy Cole and his group, transcribed from Hollywood. There's another singing man who makes quite a mark with the American public, Perry Como by name. Tomorrow night on most of these same stations, Perry will be at it again. In fact, every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday night on CBS Radio. Enjoy Perry's rendition of Close Your Eyes and I Wonder on tomorrow night's Perry Como Show. And don't forget, still ahead tonight is the Amos and Andy Music Hall with Hollywood restaurateur Bob Cobb as guest. Set appearance to take place right after station identification over most of these stations. So stay with us and enjoy the Amos and Andy Music Hall. Tennessee Ernie stars Monday through Friday evenings on the CBS Radio Network.
Stay tuned for the Amos and Andy Music Hall.